ABC Radio Australia.
Now that Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister James Marape and Bougainville's President Ismail Toroama have signed the Melanesian Agreement, hopes of an end to the deadlock in independence continue to rise. The new agreement outlines a pathway to the endorsement of the 2019 referendum by the PNG Parliament. More than 97% of Bougainvillians voted in favour of breaking away from PNG, and Helen Hakena, the Executive Director of the Autonomous Region's Women's Development Agency, says the new deal carries great meaning for the women of Bougainville in particular.
It brings us a step closer to our independence. We were really happy about the signing of this Melanesian Agreement in New Zealand, because it defines our way forward, our political journey for Bougainville in gaining independence. We are very, very happy with that. And we are also happy that both governments are collaborating to bring this and dialogue, you know, with one another. And the Melanesian Agreement signals real progress on Bougainville's peace agreement. We had our peace agreement in 2021 and our process towards our independence. So we are very happy. It means a lot to us, the people of Bougainville. We are also happy with the Papua New Guinea government. Like, its constitution gives us, the people of Bougainville, the right to determine our future. And we also would like both governments to listen to women's voices, to be inclusive, because the women have paved the way for peace, because we lost 20,000 lives to be honored, those lives lost to be honored by granting us our independence. If Papua New Guinea does not give us our independence by 1st September 2027, we do not want any relapse into conflict, because our people are looking forward to our independence on that day.
When we talk about the Melanesia Agreement, what was, I suppose, achieved with this agreement? How is it a meaningful step forward in that path to independence?
It is very meaningful to us, because both governments went together, New Zealand, to sit and meet, whereas in the past it was very significant, because in the past, yes, both governments had their ups and downs, like sometimes their meetings would be cancelled, sometimes one party would not be there. Like our people, our government of ABC, Autonomous Bougainville government, would go over to Port Moresby, and the national government would not be there to receive them. So this one was very significant on home soil of New Zealand, like New Zealanders put them there. It's very significant because there was dialogue, there was mutual understanding by both governments. So this needs to be continued. The understanding that they had in New Zealand should be continued. The dialogue that they had in New Zealand, where they trusted, where they respected each other, where they listened to both governments, listened to one another, it should be continued. That's the Melanesian way of doing things, the give and take. It's not only one party winning and the other one losing. No, it's very significant to us, because that agreement paved the way for both governments to move forward, to progress what our people want.
The efforts for independence have been going on for a really long time now. Is this Melanesia Agreement to you, is this finally some progress forward in the right direction?
Yes, this is finally some progress forward in the right direction. And we really would like to see both governments continue to progress this further positively for our people.